It's Tuesday, November 30th, and there was just too much news for one update, so here is a second iHeartRadio Music News update brought to you by The Filter. Rihanna was declared a national hero of Barbados during a ceremony on Monday to remove Queen Elizabeth II as its head of state and become a republic. May you continue to shine like a diamond and bring honor to your nation by your works and by your actions, Prime Minister Mia Motley told the 33-year-old singer, who is only the 11th Barbadian to receive the title. With Prince Charles looking on, Motley praised Rihanna for commanding the imagination of the world through the pursuit of excellence with her creativity, her discipline, and above all else, her extraordinary commitment to the land of her birth. In 2020, fans campaigned on social media to make Rihanna the new head of state of Barbados. The job went to Dame Sandra Mason. In 2018, Rihanna was named Ambassador Extraordinary and Plenipotentiary for Barbados. A year earlier, Rihanna returned to the street in which she once lived as it was renamed in her honor. Adele sent her fans into a frenzy on Tuesday morning with six words on social media. See you at Caesars in Vegas. The singer announced Weekends with Adele, a residency of the Coliseum at Caesars Palace scheduled to run from January 21st to April 16th. Registration for the Ticketmaster Verified Fan Presale runs until 3 a.m. on December 3rd, with the presale beginning on December 7th at 1 p.m. ET. There'll be no tickets available to the general public if presale demand exceeds supply. Adele will perform January 21st, 22nd, 28th, 29th, February 4th, 5th, 11th, 12th, 25th, and 26th, March 4th, 5th, 11th, 12th, 18th, 19th, 25th, and 26th, and April 1st, 2nd, 8th, 9th, 15th, and 16th. Back in August, the Mail on Sunday reported that Adele was eyeing a Las Vegas residency. Adele has very recently been talking to musicians that she has worked with before to gauge their availability, whether it would be in Vegas for the gigs, a source told the UK publication. She loves performing live, and there would be no shortage of people traveling to see her once more COVID restrictions are dropped. Has Avril Lavigne found her forever? I'm in a good place in my life right now, the 37-year-old Canadian singer said on an episode of Ellen that aired Tuesday. Lavigne said her romance with musician Maud Sun was sparked while they worked on her forthcoming sixth studio album. During the process of making this album, I actually fell in love, she said. In January, Maud Sun released Flames, a collaboration with Lavigne. The 34-year-old, whose real name is Derek Smith, will be one of her opening acts on a cross-Canada tour next year. In a September 9th Instagram post, Lavigne referred to Maud Sun as my love, and an Instagram post celebrating Lavigne's birthday in September, he described her as my soulmate, the love of my life, my favorite person in the world, my angel. Lavigne said that her new album, her first since 2019's Head Above Water, was inspired by previous relationships. I was kind of looking back in my life, explained Lavigne. I hadn't had the best luck, but I'm sort of poking fun at it. Lavigne said she had a lot of time during the lockdown to reflect on her past love experience. She was married to Nickelback frontman Chad Kroeger from 2013 to 2015, and Sum 41 singer Derek Whibley from 2006 to 2010. Lavigne also had a two-year relationship with Brody Jenner, and dated billionaire Philip Seraphim and artist Pete Jonas. Thanks to John R. Kennedy for today's stories. Visit iHeartRadio.ca for all the latest music news, and subscribe to this feed for new episodes of The Filter as stories break. And thanks for listening.